big announcement coming up of a personal nature here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd bring in the person that sort of caused this. In a good way. Created this.
Right, right. Yeah, no, yeah. I was going to say.
Cause sounds negative.
Created yeah.
Sandberg's here. And, of course, I wanted to make sure that they're getting engaged because they're doing it on their own. And it's not against their will because they're afraid of Sandberg.
It's true.
All right. Who are we talking about?
We are talking about my coworker, Mike Jacobson.
Yes.
And his
lovely fiance. Yeah.
Audrey.
Fiance.
She's
congratulations.
Awesome.
Miss Audrey.
Let me see the ring.
It's so pretty. Oh, nice. I've already had it on my finger.
Nice. Oh, I didn't get to try it.
All right, so here's
you got to ask. You got to get aggressive with something like that. So
Audrey's really, really, really talented in the PR business, and she's jumped around a couple companies because she's been recruited to different places.
Yeah.
So she comes in, and she's minding her own business. She's not hurting anybody. And, Clammy in there decides, I gotta ask her out. And Mike brought it up to you.
You know, the story is amazing. Prior to me going on this one vacation, Mike tells me, I think, and he doesn't talk about personal stuff at all. And he said, I'm thinking I might be ready for a relationship, but I don't want a needy girlfriend who likes.
But I don't think he said it to you. He just said it out loud.
He said
right?
it out loud. Yeah, I don't want to have to go to a lot of dinners during the week. That is what he told me.
Yeah.
And then a few weeks later, I go on vacation. I was in Puerto Rico, and Audrey, we booked one of Audrey's guests, and so she had a deal with Mike. I come back from Puerto Rico, and he goes, I think I'm going to ask that girl out from Kemper Lesnick or Kemper Sports or whatever, which one?
Yeah, you're working at Kemper then.
Lesnick. Okay. And I was like, she is never going to say yes. That's what I thought in my head. Because, like, he's not all chatty in the morning. Like, what kind of impression would he have made when she was here, you know?
Right. What did you think the first time you saw him?
Well, he offered a donut. So.
Right. I did not know there was a donut.
So he went with the sugar ploy.
Yeah. I did notice him. He had the socks hat on. I thought he was kind of cute. I thought we had a little rapport after the donut. And then I emailed him. Actually, I had a pitch for another part event that Kemper was doing. And
but did you think he might ask you out?
Well, I sent it and I signed it A, thinking, send it from my iPhone, more personal, not the, like, blast or whatever. And I never heard back.
You, look at Mr.
Wait, she never heard back.
I never heard back. So I was like, oh, I guess I was wrong. I don't think he liked me.
Wow, look at you. You actually had a shot from the beginning.
He asked her on a date. And then he took her on a date, and then he didn't order enough food on that date.
Where was the first date?
The Twisted Spoke.
That's my favorite detail.
Because he made me pick.
Good burgers.
Well, I don't understand. He didn't order enough food. What does that mean?
Mike?
Well, we ordered...
Because Mike didn't eat... Prior to meeting Audrey, remember he was anorexic, and he only ate a Chipotle once a day. Like, that's all he...
Right. Right. Which is why he weighs 114 pounds.
Well,
right.
I mean, what else do you get on a first date than chips and guac and cheese curds? So that's what we got.
And beer. Chips and guac.
But hold on a second. It wasn't like the restaurant ran out of food. You just didn't order enough food?
Well, we were so engaged in conversation, Steve.
Were you hungry?
Oh, I was dying. Eventually, about like an hour, and I was like, should we get some food? Trying to not be, too pushy, too needy.
All right, I got to hear more about this. We'll actually let Mike talk too, but not immediately. And then you got to tell us how it happened and how we asked and all that. But it was a very busy week for Mike. We'll talk later in the week about something else going on.
And then she has a great story about how she was telling people.
We'll find out.
It's a good tease.
But he's very lucky. And if you choose to run, we'll understand.
All right. I appreciate the support.
The Witness Protection Program. Mike Jacobson, producer of the program, and Audrey Wayne, engaged to be married. Hey, Casanova, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was a fun, fun weekend.
When did this happen?
I'm exhausted, but it was awesome. We did it. I did it on Friday. So, yeah, things had to change a lot because I got a text on Wednesday from her saying, WFH Friday, ! And I'm thinking, what does that mean?
Oh.
Work from home Friday. And I was off on Friday. We were all off this past week. So I'm like, oh, that's wonderful. That's not going to throw my plans off at all. That, because I was planning on doing it at our apartment. So we...
And there was some architecture involved as to how you would do it.
Yes, exactly. So...
Moving candles and open flame.
Yeah. It was... but luckily... as fate may have it, she had a dentist appointment that day.
Thank so, God for your dentist.
Thank God for Novocaine.
So she had a filling, so we had 45. I had 45 minutes approximately to get light 51 candles and get everything set up the way I wanted.
Wait, why 51?
Because I don't like even numbers. So okay, I did 51 instead of 50.
Audrey, you should make a note of
good luck.
Should make a note of all this, these little things, these little quirky things.
Oh, that one I knew.
Oh, yeah. She knows. I'm OCD, so she knows. She's well aware. Okay. She's well aware. So then I was able to do that.
Without setting the smoke alarm off?
Not setting the smoke alarm off. Did spill some wax on the carpet. Mm-hmm. And it's still
that
there.
That comes up with a paper.
Yeah, Mary,
bag. It's okay.
Mary Sandberg Boyle, Comcast Sportsnet, NBC Sports Chicago, let me know how to get that up, so that's good.
Yeah.
And then I was waiting at the top of the stairs with some vintage champagne and 25 roses.
25, exactly. Got to be odd.
What vintage?
2008.
A Veuve 2008.
That's a good one, Audrey?
Dave, is that okay?
Audrey's studying to be a sommelier.
Well, Audrey would know.
Yeah, she would know.
So she was
impressed. Dave pretends he doesn't know.
I know Dave knows. I see it in his eyes.
All right, so
I gave
she
my little
in.
Spiel. Yeah, she walked in.
All right, now hold on. Let me jump to the bride-to-be here. You walked in. Did you have any idea this was coming?
I had no idea.
Three in the afternoon.
That's very good, yes. Good. Not even a suspicion.
Sitting on the ovation. Walk back from the dentist, though, I did stop at there was a jeweler, and I looked at some rings of just like, oh, that'd be nice. It's probably not happening anytime soon. And then the next store that caught my eye was a wedding dress shop. I was like, well, that's pretty, but eh. And I kept walking, half numb on my left side.
Oh.
You pulled off something that's very difficult to do, because in the preparation and all that, you got to tell a few people, and usually somebody leaks. Usually there is a leaker.
There usually is.
So when you walked in, could you picture she's walking in and she had some incident at the dentist and her head's down, and she comes in and she goes, you would not believe what happened. And then she looks up.
There's a million things that factor in, because we have a dog next door that we both love, Sammy. And sometimes when he hears us jiggling the door to get in, he gets excited, and our neighbor Dan and Stacy, they let him out. So I'm thinking, and then he runs up our stairs. And I said, that would be bad with rose petals everywhere and 51 tea lights lit.
Yes.
You know? So that didn't happen. Plus, we have a back door that you can go in. We have two entrances. So I'm like, if she comes up the back door, then it's really not going to work out.
No.
And then I thought, well, if she's really numb, and she was also saying, too, during the day, she's like, I'm just really not feeling that good. You know, I think I might be coming down with something.
Oh, no.
And her stepmom and dad were sick, and we had saw them from Denver. They were in town, so I was like, oh, now she's sick? I'm like, oh, it's not going to work. And then, but in the end, it all worked. She was surprised, and we had a great, great night. It was awesome.
That's
a great
awesome
weekend. So, and she got to see both of her parents, sets of parents, her mom and stepdad, and dad and stepmom. They both live out of state. Milwaukee and Denver, but we were going to see all of them this upcoming weekend, so it worked out.
What's the etiquette here in a two-family situation?
I asked all four of them.
Wow.
Did you? No. Nice job.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's
what a
really
mess
cool
you must have been by the time that was over.
That's very thoughtful.
And I kept, somehow kept it from Mary Sandberg Boyle, which was pretty impressive.
Yeah, because she's got like wedding radar.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she asks about it pretty much on
a
weekly
basis.
All right,
Audrey, you've been dating how long?
About a year and a half.
All right. And over the summer, last summer, we made a big issue out of the fact that you guys were invited to how many weddings?
We were invited to 12.
And you attended?
10.
And you were in how many?
One.
So over the course of this time, you know, the cliche is once you're serious about a guy, a woman can go, well, I can picture him in the tux, and maybe you start thinking about your future and have those plans, where a guy generally doesn't go down that road on the same rate of speed.
Right.
No. So at what point and in what wedding did you go, I certainly hope this moves along and we get to that point sooner than later? Is there a wedding we can give tribute to that tipped us over the edge?
I think it was actually even before the wedding started.
Wow.
Yeah.
My dad actually said yesterday, because to ask me out on our second date, Mike had sent us one of those small glass bottles of Diet Coke with my name on it.
Oh,
it's you. You little romantic.
Well, you know.
My dad said last night that when I told him about that, he knew that Mike was going to be the one.
Wow.
And my dad's not sentimental or anything like that. He's John Wayne. So hearing that was like,
he is literally John
Wayne. Yeah, he literally is John Wayne. Yeah.
Can I tell how Audrey told me? This was so cute. I saw her Sunday at Trump Tower. She arranged for our piece for TV for the weekend break segment on champagne tasting. So she shows up. It was just, you know, kind of a flurry. There was a lot going on. We were checking in, and I said, hey, how were your holidays? And Audrey kind of put her her beautifully manicured hand with the ring on it on her shoulder, and she said, "Well, I've gained some winter weight." And my response was, I went, "You look great. What are you talking about?" And she went, "No, I gained some winter weight,
and about
2 carats worth." And I went, typical, you know.
Nice job on the ring, dude.
Thank you. Yeah. I designed it myself.
Yeah. Can't beautiful. Describe it too much. I hear there are some French bandits on bikes. So
yeah, that's yes. true.
Oh, no.
They could good attack setup. At any time. Sandberg, have you been hired yet as a consultant on this wedding?
I have not been officially hired, but I've weighed in quite a bit before even being asked any questions. And I'm still not really happy with Mike that he didn't consult me on the actual engagement.
You're he the reason he knows the ring size, though.
I know, yeah.
Well, the reason you two guys are actually I've been plotting. Down this path.
I've been plotting for this. And I've been asking Mike periodically, every 3 weeks or so, I would say, you know, make sure you get a ring. Even though he wasn't talking to me about a ring, I was talking to him about a ring.
I thought you were going to do it on your trip to the Mexican drug cartel you two went to.
Yeah. In Playa del Carmen. Yeah. No, that, for one thing, I'm way too nervous about bringing a ring on a flight. I don't trust that.
Well, the way you pulled it off is quite impressive because, as you said, she wasn't expecting it. That is very difficult to do. And it's a nice story to tell as the years roll on.
And so we've already started wedding planning. I've already seen...
Is the gallery up?
The gallery is up of them, so they can go to WGMRadio.com and we'll put it on our socials. But they have a spreadsheet. Audrey has color-coded it already. She got engaged on Friday.
Yeah. She's a party planner.
I know.
She's an organizer.
So all her guests are in green and Mike's are in blue, and Mike is colorblind, so he doesn't know the difference.
Yeah, that's going to really help out with the spreadsheet.
I'm looking forward to Mary and Audrey planning the wedding. I think it's going to be nice to follow them as they
Audrey,
plan the wedding.
Audrey, who is the biggest concern? Too much information from all the moms involved or Mary? Sandberg.
The moms are great.
So it's Sandberg who's the greatest threat to the wedding.
I sent her what I thought her wedding dress should look like. I'm all in. So,
weird. She asked for our social security numbers this morning. And I said, what's going on here?
If we have any ideas, basically just send them to Mary and then they'll get to Audrey.
I'll vet those.
Yeah.
Very happy for you guys.
Thank you very much.
That's awesome.
It was an awesome weekend.
Great
awesome
together.
Weekend. I have to also thank my boss, Janet Isabelli of Isabelli Media Relations, for letting me not work the rest of the day after Mike asked.
Because Mike asked her. Isn't that sweet? He called her boss and said, "Hey, I'm going to ask Audrey to marry me. So is it okay if she doesn't work the last couple hours?"
Dude, have you tied up some loose ends or what?
Yeah.
You know me. I'm a detail-oriented person.
He's a producer. He's got to do that.
But she was so nice. And I was just like, just so you know, after 3 o'clock, she might not get back to emails right away. And I said, "You really had to have everyone work from home today, didn't you?" Like, as a joke. And we had a great conversation. And she was very supportive. And she's in St. Bart's right now?
St. Bart's.
Yeah. So.
Have you guys targeted when this is going to happen?
We're shooting, we think, after some consulting, and we still got to get back with Mary and see what
Sandberg,
she says.
Right.
I think we're shooting for this fall.
I think we can pull it off, guys.
Oh, man. Need Grace Lutheran Church in Forest Park, River Forest, Forest Park, Oak Park. I always forget where it is.
Just have Sandberg
I need them
make
to
a
get
call.
Back to me.
I got this.
Oh, they haven't gotten back to you yet?
I just emailed them on New Year's Day.
All right, Grace Lutheran, come on. We need an answer.
You guys do know that I cannot make fall weddings. I just, you know, it's football.
Yeah, so you're going to want to rearrange that.
Maybe
so
they can move it to a Wednesday so it's better for you.
Maybe you wouldn't mind.
You can appear via, like, video conferencing or something.
You know, with all the soft side stuff I hear from Mr. Sentimental here, which I have great, you know, affection for that. Can you imagine, Dave, as fathers of daughters, if he has a daughter someday? He will be a mess.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. I don't know who cried me or her more when I asked Audrey for her hand.
That is probably so sweet.
I'm a softie.
You cried first. I probably cried more.
Yeah, probably. That's a good point. But then I told myself when I asked her dad, I said, "I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. I am shirtless in Mexico, and I'm not going to cry." And I cried instantly. So. And it lasted about 20 seconds, but the whole conversation. But it was pretty good.
Well, your dad must be a really nice guy that he didn't go, "Stay here one sec, go back to Audrey, go, this guy's got to go."
Right. Yeah.
He's the best. He's the best. So thanks to Scott Wayne, Kim Wayne, Lee Spicer, and Mark Spicer, a.k.a. Sparky Spicer, all the parents that signed off on this. So thank you very much.
Okay, don't screw it up from here, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Congratulations.
No pressure.
Yeah. Thank you.
Stop flashing that ring in my eyes.
Beautiful.
Blinded.
To Audrey.
Woo-hoo! And to Mikey. Woo-hoo.
All right, back with the big story next on 720 WGN.